I go to the gym several times a week.
All right, Credit Pros. My name is John. I'm a certified credit repair specialist. Okay. How's it going today?
Yeah, hey, it's going good. This is Jason with Rentoon. My agent ID is 30, and I have a very nice customer, Mr. Jewel Tacker, on the line with me. His first name is spelled as G-E-R-A-L-D, and his last name is like T-H-A-C-K-E-R. You got that?
Yes, I did.
Alrighty, and his phone number is like 610-223-5163. And he's looking for a rent-to-own homes, and he's also looking for improving his credit. And based on the information he provides me, I think he's a great candidate to speak with you about how the programs work and to determine if it's a good fit for him. Now, I'm going to drop the line for both of your privacy. It was a pleasure speaking with both of you. You both have a wonderful day.
You too, sir. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Hello. How's it going today, sir?
It's going pretty well.
That's good to be here, Mr. Gerald. My name is John Stern. I'm a certified credit repair specialist, and I'm here from the Credit Pros. All right. And we're getting in contact because I understand that you're looking for a rental or rent-to-own home. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's what I'm looking for. I basically had owed the home since 1984, but then I had a bout with cancer in 2012, and we had to sell the house of the 9 acres. So, I'd just like to get back to where
you were
a
at.
Small place that's adequate. Yeah. Right. This area is nice.
Most surely. So we'll definitely go ahead and get hands on, with you on your credit. That way you can definitely have those opportunities and those options once again. All right. So, I wish you the best for you and your health, sir. Now, no worries, or partners are going to be sending you the information on the housing options. While waiting for those options, let's make sure your credit is not a reason you actually get denied, okay?
Yes.
So, how soon are you looking to move?
Well, it depends. I've got a lease right now, of course, with the apartment, and it's over the end of January. So I was.
How long have you been at this location?
3 years.
3 years, okay. And so you're looking to move maybe here in a few months, maybe, right?
Well, it just depends. If I needed to go talk to the rental people about moving earlier, I'll definitely go do that.
Definitely.
I just know that. I don't need all the space I have. That's one thing. And,
so you're looking for something smaller.
Not necessarily. I'm at 1,000 square feet right now with 2 bedrooms, 1 bath. And it's an apartment complex that has 100 units and was built back 40-some years ago.
Wow.
So basically, most of my life, I lived on a single whole bought a lot with some grass. So, I'm not doing that now. It's all concrete and lots of animals, which is fine. I've got a 7.5-pound vicious animal laying here on my lap right now. Her name is Pookie, and she's the cutest little thing. So I love that kind of thing. And we've had 12 grandchildren and great-grandchildren.
Wow.
So they're all in this area. So I don't want to go too far away. We've got a whole bunch of them here. And
do you guys get all together?
Good kids. Oh, yeah.
I bet those are fun times, right?
I'm the fried chicken guy. Oh, yeah, I'm the fried chicken guy. I'm from the South. I'm from West Virginia, where the hillbillies are. Hillbillies never met a chicken they didn't like. So I've been known to have the whole bunch in, 15 to 20 people,
at your house,
and do a chicken, fried chicken and green beans with bacon in them, which if you've never had them, they're really good. Mashed potatoes by the gallon when we have that many people in. And I do special things with my mashed potatoes and with my chicken. And it's something that the kids and anybody else we want to have in. Really,
what is that?
The fried chicken and the southern style that I use.
Oh, okay. Do you use like a special sauce or a special something there for you?
Well, yeah. See, chicken, you could do a lot of exotic things, but in West Virginia, we just want to eat. So basically, I cook the chicken and I use butter at the end of the process. So I've got oil and then I use butter at the end of the process, which gives the skin, the crust, a really nice flavor. I've also been known to take my ribs and put them in the oven for 3 hours and then put the coating on them, like a crusty coating. And that's something that's very southern. And I've seen people
very
eat
tasteful.
Of my ribs because, but, oh, well, not just that. When they come out of the oven after 3 hours, they fall off the rib, fall off the
like nothing.
And that just makes them, oh, man, it's like heaven.
You're making me hungry, sir.
Well, you know what? I go to a gym not too far from here. And do weightlifting and stuff like that. And there's a couple of young men there that have been helpful to me. And one day I said, well, I'm going to fix you guys supper. So I took them to the fitness club, Southern style fried pork chops and the mashed potatoes with butter and gravy. And then the green beans with the bacon in it, which really gives them a sweet flavor. And the boys didn't know what to think because here they are in the gym and they're working there. But here I walk in, and I had a dessert that was fantastic.
They didn't know if either they wanted to work out or go eat.
Well, they once they saw what I brought, they definitely wanted to work out at some time in the future.
But from what you're telling me, I mean, you take them as well as some protein. You know, from the food, the pork chop and all that.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
it's not like you took them junk food.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Oh, no. Well, let's put it this way. When it's southern, it ain't junk.
most certainly, sir. Let me ask you, what is your current credit score?
Well, it's down right now. It was... When I started the process of building an internet store, I was up to 750 and doing well. But I've put a significant amount of money into the building of this web store, like $30,000, and that kind of took things down. And I'm in the process now of bringing it back up. I do also do substitute teaching, and that pays. That's about, it's a little bit less than Social Security, so it's like $2,400 a month or something. But I need to just concentrate on paying people back and getting the store running, and then I'll probably be able to enjoy a little bit of retirement.
Of course, you know, with no debt. And if you have a certain place that you want to be at, you know, why not be there if you can, you know? Yeah. And that's what we're here for. We're here to help you improve your opportunities and those options, you know, for you to be able to be at a location that you would like. Because we're also going to provide you with credit reference letters. That way you can show them that you're currently working with us. That way, like I'm saying, if you have the options, then you're more than welcome to take them and move. Okay? So, based on what I understand, the only thing that may be holding you back is your credit. And unlike other companies, we do work on improving every aspect of the credit score, from disputing those negative elements that you identify as misleading, outdated, or unverifiable, to giving you access to the positive credit and making your credit score go up, okay? So what I would like to do next, So what I would like to do next, sir, is a consultation with Equifax. This way we can get a better idea of where you stand and what may be on your credit, okay?
Okay.
Now I have your first name as Gerald. Last name is it Thacker?
Thacker, Thacker.
That's right. Do you have a middle? Do you have a middle name?
Yes, but yes, Wade.
So it's Thacker. Okay.
It, you know, it comes from the British. You remember there was a gal who was the Prime Minister of England, and her name was her last name, Maggie, it was her first name, Maggie Thatcher, Thatcher. Well, a Thatcher in England was someone who put a roof on a small house with grass. I mean, we're talking like 2 feet of grass on top of the
roof.
And that was their roof. Yeah. So the rain doesn't go through that thick of dried grass,
right.
and
keeps the humidity.
Anyway. Yeah. So that's where the name comes from. Maggie Thatcher was the Prime Minister of England, and then my people came from there and took the name Thacker, which is just slightly different.
Similar, right? Okay.
Yep.
All right. Now, at this moment, sir, what is your mailing address?
720 Old Mill, like MILL, Old Mill Road. And it's Reading, R-E-A-D-I-N-G. Looks like Reading, but it's Reading, R-E-A-D-I-N-G, Pennsylvania. And the zip code is 19610. 19610.
Okay. And I'm sorry, can you just verify the zip code once again?
19610.
All right. And that's in Reading, Pennsylvania. Phone number is 610-223-5163.
Correct.
And how about your email?
Okay, it is GRLD, and then my last name, Thacker, @gmail.com. So it's GRLD, Thacker, not two words put together, @gmail.com.
How about your birth date?
10/23/1950.
All right, give me 1 second, please.
Sure.
And then how about your social, please?
235-826196. That's 235-826196. 6196. Yeah.
Give me 1 second, okay? I'm still here with you.
Sure, no problem. I'll be right here.
And let me ask you something. So you don't do any cooking like for events, like get together for people or anything like that, or just you cook for your family?
Well, no, I cook for events too. Like my kids were in a private school and they needed a fundraiser for the senior class. So we went in and served a big Southern style breakfast using the church's facilities.
Mm-hmm.
And had people come and
right.
stuff like that. That's no problem.
Oh, okay. All right. Now, unfortunately, sir, I was not able to pull up your credit summary, and that happens if you checked your credit score in the past month or so more than 3 times. I don't know if you have actually done that.
I don't know that I've done it, but there may be other people that I've talked to about debt reduction who have done it.
Okay, so basically when you have applied for loans, credit cards, and things like that, right? Or for these loans, that they checked your credit.
Oh yeah, but I once I got it up to 750, I didn't have any problems, pretty
Okay.
much.
So, no worries, sir. I wasn't able to pull up your credit score, but I mean, we do have a program available for you, sir, which is very, very good. Okay.
Okay.
We have a program which is called Prosperity. Okay. And let me explain to you how this Prosperity program works.
All right.
First of all, it gives you unlimited disputes of any questionable item. Anything that may be inaccurate, invalid, misleading, or unverifiable, then we use the FCRA law, which is your record.
Okay.
Also, you get access to a client portal where you're going to be able to keep track of your credit and what we do. Not just that, but you're also able to take advantage of financial tools. One of these is rental credit reporting. There, so you're going to be able to report these
Okay.
3 years that you've been renting at this moment as positive credit. And that's something good. Why? Because that's something that these landlords are going to be looking at, how trustworthy you are with your payments and that.
Yeah, I've never missed a rental payment, and the
So,
fact that the rental payments now are set up to be automatic.
okay. Well, that's certainly something good, for you to be actually reporting that. Not a lot of people can stay at a certain place for more than 6 months nowadays. So 3 years is definitely something, a big plus on your side. Also, your utility bills, you can report that with the Experian Boost that is going to allow you to report your monthly payments that you do for your utility companies every month. Okay. And most important of all, like I mentioned, we'll provide you with credit reference letters. This way you can show them and let them know, sir, that you're actually working on your credit. Okay. Because this may be the only thing that's holding you back, from getting into a home. Now, the program doesn't have any contracts. It's risk-free, no further obligations. Normally, this program, it's $119 to start and $79 a month upon verification that you're on Social Security. But the day of today, sir, what I can do is we can go ahead and get you started with this program for just $12.95. That way, we can go ahead and get the action plans going, start sending out the disputes for you, giving you access to the reference letters so you can start showing and start seeing what options you have, for the homes. And then I'll give you up until the second, which is 3 weeks from today, to cover the 119 to continue. How does that sound?
Well, my Social Security comes through the fourth week of the month, and on Wednesday, so that's what I have about $2,500-$2,600 in cash, and pay off and pay things. So that's pretty much it. The rest of the month, there's not much income coming in right now. If I do some in the schools, which last year I just looked and I did about 28,000 on that. Then there's more money to do things with than just the Social Security. So that's what I'm working on. I also am working on right now getting an insurance license. I had one a number of years ago, but I didn't do much with it because I had retainer clients that were paying me between $3,000 and $13,000 a month. So I really didn't need to do that. But the COVID mess, by the end of 3 years, the last retainer clients that I had were doing other things because their business had changed too. And that's what put me into I won't say
The
it was
situation they were in, right?
completely. Yeah, their situation translated down to me because I've been in marketing for 41 years, and I've learned that when things go bad in the economy, the first people that get cut are the marketers, because marketing, if you do it right, looks easy. And so it's real easy for a client to say, marketing, oh, yeah, Jerry's been doing the marketing. Oh, yeah, we should do that internally now. And then they try to do that. And I had one client that went from $1 million a year in sales to $3 million a year in sales with my help. And then he decided that it looked so easy that he was just going to give somebody else in the company to do it. And within one more year, they were back down to $1 million. So, you know, that's the kind of thing that happens. And I've learned that by being in the job that long. But I also have learned that there are certain vertical categories that are very helpful if you can get into them. Like I had one client that was a college, and they were a client for 49 years, which is a lot of time.
Of course. Yes, certainly is, sir. I mean, you definitely, you know, seems like you know what you want to do, okay? And we can definitely assist you with that, you know. The day of today, you don't think you can even start with the $12.95? Because, I mean, this is a very, you know, good step that you would be taking, you know, in order for you to get where you want to be at.
Well, the problem is not the $12.95. The problem is I've got a bank account that I use for paying bills. And right now, I've got to call them tomorrow morning and get them to reset the password. It's got the most sensitive program for threat reduction that I've ever seen. If you get in there and mess up like twice on resetting a password, then you got to call them and work with them for a little bit. So that's what's happened. And
so all I need is the expiration, like the card number expiration date, and that's it. I mean, you don't think you can do that?
I don't know. That's what I'm saying. I don't know what's in the bank right now. That's my problem.
Do you think we can try? I mean, we don't lose anything by trying.
Sure. That's not an issue.
Okay. Go ahead and provide me with the card number, sir.
Okay. Actually, it's a checking account.
What would be the... You don't have, like a card number expiration date?
I got rid of all the credit cards when I started getting serious about getting rid of the debt.
Because I actually need a card number and expiration of it. Or like a debit card.
I'm just used to doing it with a checkbook. The debit card can be used on this account, yes.
Okay. Then let's go ahead and use that, sir. That way we can go ahead and try. I mean, we don't lose any of my trying, right?
Yep. Hang on a second here.
You let me know whenever you're ready.
This number is different. Okay. This number is different than the bank account because that's the way they do these things, the debit cards. So let's see what's happening here. All right. Here we go. See if this works for you.
Okay.
5114. It's 5114. 2301-0012-5322.
All right. Just to confirm, sir, you said it was 5114-2301-0012-5322?
Correct.
How about expiration date?
5/26.
5/2026. And the CVV number, please?
973.
All right. So it says here, we need your authorization in order to process an initial payment to be charged today. Standard procedures dictate that the card resulting in a decline will be a subject to a reattempt for an enrollment, as well as we will not overdraft your account if the funds are not available, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so bear with me on the line, please.
Sure.
And you said that this is a debit card? Okay, give me one quick second, please, okay?
Sure.
Give me one second, okay, sir?
Sure.
You said the car number, it's 5114?
Just a moment.
You let me know whenever you're ready, sir, okay?
Five, 1, 1, 4.
Huh?
2301.
2301.
5, 1, 1, 4. 2301. 0012. 5, 3, 2, 2.
Okay, just let me confirm this for you once again. You said it was 5114-2301.
Correct.
0012.
Yes.
5322.
Correct.
What would be the expiration date?
MasterCard debit card. 0326. 0326.
You're a 3 of 26 and the CVV?
973.
All right. So let me go ahead and try this for you once again. Go with me on the line, okay?
Okay. Welcome to the Credit Pros.
Okay, so that is right, sir. Congratulations on taking the first step towards a better financial future. All right, so I was able to go ahead and process this initial payment for you the day of today. So at this moment, what I'm going to go ahead and do is give you our customer service phone number, okay?
Okay, just a second. Let me, I've got a book I keep all this stuff in.
You let me know whenever you're ready.
I just got to open it up here. It's where I keep things like passwords and, stuff like that. Okay, go ahead.
All right, so our customer service phone number, it's 973.
Uh-huh.
4388. Yes. So I'm just going to go ahead and confirm it for you once again.
Okay.
It's 973-233-4388. In case you do have any questions or doubts, you can go ahead and give us a call there. As well, sir, your client ID number here, it's 7955-61.
All right.
Okay, that's your client ID number, sir. So, once again, congratulations on taking the first step. Do you have access to the email that you gave me, sir?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Can you go on there, please, to just make sure that you receive an email that says, welcome to the Credit Pros. And then it has a link on there for a client portal. You let me know if you receive that.
Okay. All right, hold on. The Credit Pros attached your next steps.
Okay.
Congrats on taking the first step. You tell us a broadcaster, right? Okay. And we got Jason M. Kaplan, Esquire, President and Founder.
So right now, sir, when you have an opportunity, go ahead and go over those five steps for me. Okay. And it's basically just to verify your information that you gave me, that I spelled everything correct for you, sir. And then you're going to be able to see your credit score and the elements that are impacting it. Okay, you can go ahead and go one by one and select the elements that you would like for us to go ahead and dispute and get out of the way for you. And remember, it doesn't matter if it's one or if it's 200 negative elements, we'll go ahead and dispute all of them for you at once. Okay. And as well, you'll be able to get access to your credit reference letters to start seeing what options you have, you know, for the homes. So congratulations once again on joining the Credit Pros. Okay. What I'm going to do right now is transfer you to an auto credit advisor, ACE, who is going to be verifying that I enter all the information correctly. And that would only take 2 minutes every time.
Yeah.
Sorry,
I'm not in any hurry, but was getting ready to go with somebody else, not so much the credit thing, but the debt part, and they're getting ready to take $450 out of my bank account every month, and I need to know if that's wise or if what you guys are going to do is going to do the same thing and we're duplicating effort or
I'm going to tell you this. I'm going to be honest with you. You're going to be having available one of my advisors, okay? My advisor, he's the one that's going to be going more into depth with you on the action plans that we're going to be doing, so he can actually answer those for you more into a depth, okay?
Okay.
And right, so right now when...
Yes.
Okay. So look, this is just listen to the recording right now that I'm going to go ahead and put you on. That way we can verify that your information is all correct. After you hear the recording, it's going to give you the option to press number one. Press number one. That way my live advisor can come on the line and then answer those questions that you're asking me. Okay. Not a problem, sir. Pleasure speaking to you the day of today. So just give me 1 second. Do not hang up.